أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما. قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما. صدق الله العظيم. In the concluding ayat of this surah, and also the concluding ayat of the description of Ibadur Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant to those that have the qualities of these Ibadur Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. These are the people who will be recompensed, who will be rewarded with the ghurfa. Now, ghurfa refers to the upper chamber, or in simple language, the room on the upper end of the house, like the attic, etc. But here, the ghurfa of Jannat, or the upper room of Jannat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to here, is not like the rooms of these, of this world. It comes in a hadith. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will look like a star. In other words, from this world, when we look up towards the star in Jannat, one will look at the ghurfa, and the ghurfa will seem to be a star. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives another description, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that from the outside, one will have a view of the inside, and from the inside, a person will be able to see the exterior. Then in Nabi alayhi salat wa salam was asked by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that who are the people worthy of this ghurfa that you speak about? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave some qualities very similar to the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in these ayat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it will be for those people who, number one, who are very soft and kind when they speak. In other words, they speak in a kind manner, their tone is kind. The words that they use are also words of kindness, something that is very easy for us to bring into our lives if we concentrate on it. Then on the one hand, when we speak to people, we should be speaking to them in a kind manner. Number two, the words that we use, we should choose the best of words, so that we do not hurt or harm anyone, we do not hurt the feelings of someone. Secondly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said also very easy, Nabi alayhi salat wa salam said, those people who make abundant salam, something that is very easy for us to do, but something that has left this ummah also. When we go home, we forget to make salam to our own families. When we come to work, we forget to make salam to the people around us. We come into the masjid, we forget to make salam. Let us try and bring this in very, very easy. The third also is not very difficult. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, those who feed others. Feeding others doesn't mean that we have to feed people with lavish meals, but whatever according to our own means we can feed. Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, we find abundantly people feeding khajur and people feeding halim. But if we just extend that to other aspects of our lives, other parts of the year, inshallah, it will come very, very easy for us to feed people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that those who stand up in salat while others are sleeping. In other words, the tahajjud salat. Also, the month of Ramadan is now at our doorstep. We are all going to get up for sehri. So if we can just get up a little bit earlier, and we can perform 2 rakats also, 4 rakats, and make dua to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend this for the rest of our lives. If that is difficult, then before we go to sleep, read 2 rakats, read 4 rakats. That will also be regarded as qiyamul layl. It will all be regarded as salatul tahajjud. If we cannot do that, then out of the month of Ramadan, after we finish the 4 farz of Isha salat, we read our 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada, then at least read 2 rakats and make the niyat of qiyamul layl, and then we read our witr salat. As it is, we spend so much of time outside the masjid speaking, let us spend a little bit more time in the masjid, and inshallah, we will become worthy, if Allah ta'ala so desires, of this great ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept of the hurfa. So all the actions that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed us are quite simple if you look at the reality of it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and energy. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also explains why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant these people this hurfa, this very high lofty position in Jannah. Bima sabaru, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because they had made sabr, because they remained steadfast, they persevered in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the qualities, one was the quality of humility. It takes a great courage actually for man to bring about humility in one's life. It is very, very easy for one to become boastful. It is very easy for us to become arrogant. A man will have not a single cent in his pocket, but yet he can become very boastful and arrogant. That is a very, very easy quality for us to bring about. But to bring humility at the time when it becomes very difficult sometimes, to humble ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to humble ourselves in front of people. Again, to stand up in tahajjud salat, to make qiyam, to make sajda for the sake of Allah, one requires a great amount of steadfastness. To make dua and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to avert the fire of Jahannam also requires a great amount of perseverance. In that we are persistent, and the persistence comes when the realization of akhirat comes, when the realization of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, when the realization of our own worthlessness comes. Then obviously we will be making that dua. And like that, the other aspects, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ, that we do not go into gatherings in which falsehood is being discussed. We keep away from all those things that are frivolous, all those things that are useless. And then obviously we submit and we subjugate to the commandments of Allah, to the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are concerned about ourselves and our families. So that requires a great amount of perseverance. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. Over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the greetings will be brought to them, that when they enter Jannah, the malaika will be greeting them, and Allah ta'ala says wasalama, and there will be salutations of peace. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows honor, Allah ta'ala shows izzat, Allah ta'ala shows the ikram that Allah will grant the people of Jannah. That when we go to some place and the household people are waiting outside the house, or they are waiting by the door to greet us, then obviously they are making our ikram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the malaika that will make the ikram on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make the ikram in this world. Everybody wants honor. In this world, if we are not honored, we get upset. But there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the greatest honor and the most genuine of all honors. There is absolutely nothing superficial. There is no hypocrisy. There is no nifaq in it. It is totally and purely from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they remain in it forever. حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is the best of all abodes in which one will be able to rest and in which one will abide and stay forever and ever. In other words, it will not come to an end. And in the ayat of Surah Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلَا, that whatever ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted in Jannah, we will never want a change. In this world we live in the most palatial of homes, but now and then we say we need a renovation. Now and then we say we need to change something. But there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a person will never ever get tired of it. Concluding the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to those people who have disbelieved. Remember, the surah had started with regards to the disbelievers, that they had been speaking about the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam negatively. They had raised objections against the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Say to them that my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not care for you. That is, because you do not call upon Allah, You do not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have needs, you do not go to Allah and you do not put your needs in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lawla du'a'ukum, if it was not for your dua, then Allah would have not cared for you. So here both, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing them also and Allah is addressing us also. That if we think that we are too arrogant and we can do our own things and we don't ask from Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not care for about us. In this world, insan, if we ask from them, they get upset. As far as Allah is concerned, when we ask from Allah, Allah becomes happy. When we don't ask from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes annoyed. And again, the month of Ramadan is the ideal opportunities to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ, that certainly you belied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you lied, فَسَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِزَامَا, and in the very near future, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will persistently remain with you, that is with the disbelievers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala give us the courage to inculcate these qualities. The end of Surah Furqan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of our hidayat, the hidayat of our families, the hidayat of our parents, the hidayat of the whole ummah of our Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la